President Bush this week called for a huge infusion of federal money to revive the shaky economy in the wake of the September 11th attacks. He's proposing $60 billion in tax breaks. It'll be left to Congress to decide how that package should be apportioned. NPR's David Wellner joins us with a report card from the Hill this week. David, a lot of action when it comes to discussion of federal spending, federal tax breaks, and what the federal government should do. Already more than $55 billion apportioned in emergency funding. What is going on now?
Well, Jackie, right now they have to figure out how this money should be spent. As you recall, $40 billion were approved by Congress in a direct response to the attacks. About half of that is going towards rebuilding relief efforts. About the other half would go to beefing up national security. Only about $10 billion has actually been approved for dispersal, and Congress has to figure out how the rest of that would be spent. And $15 billion went to the airline industry. But the big question now is what is going to be done for an economic stimulus package? And President Bush very much favors simply fiscal policy, that is, tax breaks that would add up in value to somewhere above $60 billion. Democrats would like there to be outlays of money for public works projects. They'd like money to go to unemployed people for health insurance. They see the need to get money into people's pockets and people to spend that money rather than simply to pay less taxes, which would have an effect a little bit farther down the line.
There were also new divisions in Congress this week between Republicans and Democrats over the anti-terrorism measures asked for by Attorney General John Ashcroft.
Yes, actually, there were divisions also between people who are very concerned about civil liberties and privacy, both on the right and the left, and people who were more easy about giving the government more powers. And those divisions were actually worked out pretty much both on the House and the Senate sides at the level of their judiciary committees. And so both have produced legislation that now has to be considered by the full chambers. And it looks like it is headed to some kind of a bill. The big sticking point is that the House wants to sunset the controversial provisions regarding wiretaps and have them expire at the end of 2003. And the White House and the Department of Justice do not want any kind of limit set like that. The Senate also doesn't. Another big sticking point was about the Justice Department's request to be able to indefinitely detain foreigners in this country without bringing charges against them. Mm-hmm. The House said charges have to be brought within 7 days. These people either have to be deported or released. And also, if they are detained beyond that time, every 6 months, the Attorney General would have to justify their detention. So it looks like they took away some of the red flags on that part, but they dropped about six of the other provisions that the Attorney General proposed. About 40-some still remain. It's a huge package. Any one of them would have probably taken months otherwise to resolve, but given the situation right now, this all passed in a matter of about 2 weeks.
Wow. All in all, David, government is definitely spending or tax breaking or outlaying to try to come to the rescue of what many economists say is a dire economic forecast. What about other parts of the country? I mean, where else is the government looking to take a role when it comes to federal support?
Well, we had the House of Representatives passing a $73 billion 10-year farm bill on Friday, and the current farm bill doesn't expire until next year. However, there's been a lot of pressure from especially the ag states to get this money approved, and Republicans pretty much ignored the entreaties from the White House to hold off on this legislation, went ahead and approved it, and much of it is going as subsidies to crop farmers, and the biggest crop farmers, the wealthiest ones, are getting the lion's share of those subsidies, which are going to more than double under the legislation approved by the House. Legislation to encourage conservation by farmers was pushed by more liberal members of the House, but it failed. That was legislation that the White House might have supported and that has some support in the Senate. So it's not clear whether this will actually become law at some point or not.
So it sounds like many people are lining up to take advantage of the current sort of loose pocketbook.
Well, I think I think that there's a sense that the government is coming to the rescue of a lot of sectors, and there is a sort of a gravy train effect going on where it's clear that the checkbook is open right now. The Social Security lockbox from which much of this rescue money is being taken has been cracked wide open. There's no longer a debate about whether it should be inviolate or not. And there's a sense that this government largesse is only going to last so long before they start going into deficits and the money's going to dry up. So there's a mad scramble right now from all sectors of the economy to get a piece of the action.
NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellner, thank you.
You're welcome, Jackie.